Biz News Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Elliot Brown here in the Essex Business Radio studio again for another one of these exciting, compelling and informative episodes of C19, How We Deal With It, where I'm chatting to people absolutely everywhere about how they are dealing with the impact this has recently had, the pivoting and changing they've had to do for them and their business, and also any ideas and tips they may have for you guys out there, for your business and for you personally. And today, joining me from London is Michelle Raymond, the people's partner, the HR and coaching consultancy queen, I would say.
Love it.
How are you doing today, Michelle?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Good. I'm really pleased for you. So you're used to working from home a little bit, aren't you?
Briefly. Yeah, I am actually. So it's not a big dramatic change. Like I was saying earlier, the change for me is knowing that I don't have the liberty to go out as often as I would like. I love eating out, and obviously that's had to stop. So it's obviously there has been some changes, but I'm kind of used to working at home, working home alone. I've got my husband and my daughter, but we all have separate rooms, and we've just made that decision that in the day, I'm in the front room, my husband's in the conservatory, my daughter's upstairs, she's homeschooling, he's doing his work, and then we meet for lunch, go off again, and then we meet for dinner, and then we chill. So, and that's working.
It's funny, actually, because quite a few people have been doing that, segregating so that you've still got your, well, what in essence is your day jobs, whether it be, you know, school or work. I mean, today, as I just said to you before I started recording, my son is actually in the office with me today. So we're sort of working together, but then we don't do that all the time. So it's not too bad from my point of view.
And
we spoke about this briefly before we started recording, but I met you a couple of years ago, and you've absolutely rocketed since then with your business and what you do speaking wise as well. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do and how things have maybe changed over the last couple of years?
Yeah, they really have. And do you know what I think has been? And it keeps evolving, but I've really got into the spirit of really understanding what I do and my personal brand.
And because I think I've honed it
because it does change slightly, but in terms of my values, they stay the same. My purpose and my vision and my mission stays the same. And through the past with what I was doing before and the experiences I've had, my personal experience, I think it has shaped who I am. Part of that is, I said I had a period of time when I went for a really, really bad period of time with my ex-husband.
Right.
And he was imprisoned for an accused of a crime against children, obviously sexual crimes and all of that. And the whole incident of that really impacted me really badly.
Wow, of course it must have done.
And my daughter was really young then. She was about 2 or 3. And I fell into depression. I had people put bricks through my window. I had people spit at me on the street. Wow. And so I was held responsible for something that he had done.
Somebody else had done, yeah.
That somebody else had done. And I just became invisible. And I hid away, and I used to sing a lot. And I used to sing for a lot of celebrities, Kylie Minogue, James Brown. So I used to do a lot of BVs and travel. And all of that I had to stop because I was getting too much attention for the wrong reasons. And I always said to myself, when I get out of this, I want to be able to help other people who felt like they were invisible victims of crime and who became invisible. And I made a promise to myself, when I get out of this, I'm going to show up everywhere. I'm going to be visible, and not just visible, but visible and influential.
Yes.
Because there is a difference. There is a difference between being visible doesn't equal influence. So I have to make sure that the content I'm putting out is credible and is valuable. So I'm not just putting it out for putting it out's sake.
Yeah.
And since then, I've just stuck with that theory, really, of just putting, making myself be available and visible and impactful. And I think that's just driven me all the time.
And I've seen that from, you know, from social and the stuff that you're doing, the people you've got involved with and the speaking, you know, very, very much so. You've, you're very influential in what you do. So right now, that's been quite useful. You having that mindset and doing what you do to get yourself not just out there, as in, hi, here I am, but as you said, influential as well. Very useful right now in this current climate, right?
Definitely. And I think now with all what's going on, this is where you're going to see those people who have built a business based on legacy and sustainable impact, and those who have just quickly pivoted or who were doing something completely different before and are new to the market.
Sure.
And those people who have been in the game for a little while, they know how to, I don't like the word capitalize on it, but I'm going to just use it.
I think you can.
I can't think of a better word
We'll go with it.
But it's how you can still serve the market sensitively and still get paid effectively. Yeah. And that's how I see it. So because I do HR, so my business is very much 50-50. So we have a team that just deals with the HR, and then it's myself who deals with the coaching. And it's usually 50-50. But since this has happened, I've been doing more HR stuff because I know, as soon as I heard about it, all I kept thinking is about employers and employees. And that's my main focus.
Of course.
I'm thinking, how can I get into this quickly? Because now it's about the speed of implementation.
Definitely.
A lot of people are sitting down still thinking what they should do, and other people are just running off with the idea.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, okay, Michelle, consume, and I'm very good at consuming a lot of complex information and regurgitating it simply. So I just was in HMRC, understanding furlough, understanding the job retention scheme, and I was able, and I had to update my website. Like, it wasn't even live, my people's partner website, and I got on my web design. I said, I don't care what you're doing. You need to update my website. I need to put all these things about furlough, all of this about and remote redundancies, dealing with staff remotely. And I've just got it up and done straight away. You know, you can't overthink things. You have to just get onto it. And because of that, I've had a lot of, I'll say, potential clients come to me and say, Michelle, help us with this. And I'm trying to be proactive with it because I've seen lots of stuff around people saying how you should work from home. This is the new way of working that works well for entrepreneurs, but for employers, I'm thinking, if you're getting so used to them working from home now, what happens post-COVID? Are you expecting them to come back to the workplace? Because some of these organizations were so dead against working from home.
Of course, definitely.
And now they've had to embrace it. So what does the future look like? And just last week, I must have sent out and I said, guys, this is the best time to carry out a survey. Not just those emails where you're just touching base to find out how things are going on.
Get some feedback.
Get some formal feedback. Get people, and so what I've done, I put like a few questions that they can ask. Then I said, if you want more, get in touch, because then I've put together like some really core questions such as, do you still feel like a valuable member of staff?
Yeah.
Because some people may not now. They may think, God, I was more valuable when I was present.
Mm.
Then now I'm not there, I'm not the number one. So that's going to have like some sort of impact. So those kind of questions. So that's what we're dealing with now with employees. So
that's quite an interesting point as well, I think, from a psyche point of view. And where you know, we're, let's say we, I'm going being very general here, as in humans, you know, often want a pat on the back, which you're not going to get when you're not there. You're not going to get that praise necessarily. You might get it on a video call. Everybody's going to have to get used to a completely different way of working with each other and conversing and communicating. And I think everybody's quickly got used to this sort of form that you and I are doing on Zoom. Anybody that's is only listening to this on a podcast, then obviously check out the videos as well. But this is what people are used to now. But I think you're right. And I think it's a good way to look at it, because this is the new normal, and companies are quickly realizing that they can run the business just as well, possibly slightly better. if they embrace this, as you said, and grab it and run with it, of course.
Yeah. And I guess they have to also really embrace the emotional intelligence side of what they do, because if you had staff who were motivated extrinsically and intrinsically by praise in the office and all of those types of things, and now they don't have it, and those staff actually increase their performance and productivity because of that type of motivation,
yeah,
and
they good
no longer
point.
Have it, what do you do?
Mm.
What do you do? And so I've just trying to be, I've been thinking, what can we do to motivate those types of employees? Because there's quite a lot. And so I reached out to somebody who does, they do like thank yous, recognition and reward types of videos and cards.
Oh, really?
And some other thing. Yeah, so we only just started talking today. So I want to find out more about it, because I think this will be good to still incentivize staff remotely as well. Just trying to think outside the box and make
it
work.
That's quite an interesting concept, yes. And I think you have got to think, and you already are thinking very much outside the box on that, and how people are going to react. So, I mean, you've sort of said how you've done that, and you've thought about that and spoken to, you know, your clients and things like that. With regards to, I mean, we were talking about this before we started, but seminars and all these other bits and pieces that are going on, and there's a flood of these things, and there's flood of availability, and a lot of this is free. This is going to change, isn't it?
Listen, I was speaking about this, and I thought, at the beginning, I thought, oh, this is so great. Yeah.
Oh, loads of information. We can get as much information as we need.
Oh, my God. It's information overload now. So, you know, at first, I was booked to, like, for so many virtual summits, and I did them.
Yeah.
And then I was just thinking, okay, I'm getting a bit tired of this now. So I've been paid for a number of them so far, because I said, what I'm going to share on your platform doesn't come free.
Yeah.
I'm happy to offer a discount, but it's not going to be free. So I have been paid for some of these virtual summits.
Yeah.
And others I've just done, they don't have a budget. And what I wanted to share is content that I wanted to do anyway.
Right.
Because my thing is, I need to find how the best way to leverage on the content.
Yes.
So what I try to do, if I'm doing any pre-records, I'll only do pre-records on talks that I want to do to create my own content library.
Okay, fine.
So if they give me a subject that doesn't fit into my library of information and insight that I want to share with my target market, then I won't do it.
Yeah.
But if it's something it can fit in quite nicely, I do it, because then it forces me to get it done.
Of course.
Because now I have a deadline, and it's probably things I've been sitting on for ages anyway.
Yeah.
So there's a couple I've done that. And those that I'm doing live, I've recorded myself doing the live, because then I can repurpose
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm trying to find other ingenious ways to make it work, not just for obviously the host.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think some of these multi-speaker events are getting a bit draining now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find a different way to reach people. And I tried something out actually 2 weeks ago, and it went really well.
Okay. We'll have a chat about that off air, shall we?
Yeah, me and you at all. Because the thing is, lots of people are booking on to see these, or they register, but come the time, the show up rate is really low.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to think of different ways how to capitalize on that, so the show up rate is just as high as the registration rate.
Right, okay, yeah, because that's something we were talking about this before we started recording. That's absolutely something that lots of people have been doing for a long time and getting very successful with that. But let's face it, you've got to have, you know, if you want 30 to 40 people turn up, for example, it's only a room full, you need 200 people saying they're going to come. And, you know, and that's probably there and thereabouts, I think, probably about right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see that now that the audience doesn't have to actually go somewhere physically, and that will continue, that how you can get the conversion rate up on that. So we can chat about that.
Yeah.
So on a personal side, then you know you're dealing with that. You've got you've sort of got your rooms that you're working in, and you're not getting on each other's nerves. And have you found that you're sort of working together as a family a little bit better? I don't mean working, but I mean, you know, because of being within the same sort of, or cohabiting 24/7, have you found that to be a good thing? Or
yeah, it has been. And my daughter's 14, Right. She lives on her phone.
Of course.
Yeah? It's glued to her hand. And she's very much into TikTok and all of these other new apps. So I just thought the only way I can embrace this is to be a part of it with her.
Uh-huh.
And she likes doing exercises. So what we've done, like even yesterday, you know, I had to put on my gym clothes and we're in the front room and she's doing exercises and she's going hell for leather. I'm there huffing and puffing. But you know what? It was such good fun and my husband was videoing and I just thought, actually, this is so much fun. And then we were doing these TikTok dances together and I learned a different side to her and I knew she was quite creative, but she's just really good. And yeah. I just thought, oh, this is so lovely. And even just spending more time with my husband, because I'm a bit of a workaholic. So we do have times where we really switch off and we just chill with each other. We cook. I just got a new air fryer. So we're all like,
oh, really?
Cooking everything in the new air fryer. It's lovely. It's the little things. It is the little things, really. So I think it's almost getting to re-know my daughter again, because yeah. usually she's at school, I'm at work. Then in the evenings we eat and then she just does her own thing.
Yeah.
But what we do now after her homeschooling, we just chill out, we'll go for a walk and stuff. And I'll just tell, you know, talk to me and, you know, I'm finding out that she had a boyfriend.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh my God.
Well, she's going to hate you for saying these things. On
she's finished with him. She's ended.
All right.
I'm so happy. I was so happy, but I was being so like, happy. Oh, I'm really sorry about that, you know. And I told her, I said, just talk to me. And she goes, oh, Mum, I can't talk to you about those things. But I just want to be more available that yeah. if she's going through these things, that she can talk to me about it. So, yeah, oh, I have to take my mummy hat off and put my friend hat on.
I think, listen, that's the modern parenting, isn't it? You know, that's very much like that. But that's nice that you're getting that dynamic. And I've spoken to, you know, a lot of people all over the place, and that a lot of people have been getting closer to their kids because of this situation, which is, you know, whoever thought that would be, a positive outcome. But it's not just that, though. I do genuinely, and I've said this many times over the last couple of weeks, there does seem to be a certain, I think there's a certain mindset, a certain type of person. We're talking on this and, you know, we haven't really spoken apart from a few messages on social over the last couple of years, but my network has grown with the right kind of people, very like-minded people. That seems to be a community that's out there. And I'm sure there's other people at other levels that are actually coming together, although we're almost further apart. It's funny how that dynamic world has had to do this to bring people closer together.
It's a good lesson. And, you know, and I think this is also a great time for entrepreneurs or anyone in general to reach out to people who ordinarily you would never be able to reach to, because they usually have their social media person doing everything for them. Yep. So I've reached out to quite a few people. I had on my list. So I have my a list of people who are in my peer, and then I have a list of people who are usually untouchable.
Yeah.
And I've been reaching out just slowly because I know they're doing their own social media at the moment.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting that one step closer to them. Yeah. So that's been good.
Good. So you're doing lots of positive things, and you're smiling. You're very positive. You've got, you know, the view of the future is bright, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think, and it's also, what I'm trying to embrace is post-COVID life.
Yes.
So there's a lot of people talking about now, but I like to just think of the positive. What can we do now? Yes. But how is it going to look afterwards? You know, all the time that we've invested in resources and relationships now are going to pay off later.
Definitely.
So post-COVID, it's not tight. It's too late to be building relationships with certain people because we had all of this time to do it. So I'm thinking ahead, you know, who do I want to be brokering relationships with and getting to know, and who else can I serve now?
Yeah.
So come 2021, because I don't think I'm ready to leave even at the end of this year.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy to wait till about 2021
yeah.
to start stepping out and re-socializing again.
Yeah. Hey, listen, but the things that have been on the news in the last 24, 48 hours, it may well be the social lives do change dramatically for the rest of the year. And possibly the right move.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Some people hate that phrase, and a good friend of mine will hear this and he'll say, I hate that when you say that, but it is what it is right now. We're going to make the most of it. I could talk to you for ages, Michelle. I genuinely appreciate you taking the time to do this podcast with me. Where can people find you?
Best thing is on the different social media platforms under Michelle Raymond or under the People's Partner. Those are the two names I go by. And you can just find me there, send me a direct message, and I actually do respond to people's messages. So feel free to send me any messages.
You do. And I'll make sure there's a link around the post that we put out for you, of course, and you'll share this on your social media for us and excellent everything, won't you? It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. I feel we've got a lot more to talk about off air, and I'm really pleased that we've had this chance to
chat. Yeah, so am I. It's been a long time coming.
Yes, it has definitely. Definitely. All right, well, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate that. So there's Michelle Raymond there, the People's Partner in London. I absolutely recommend that you go and check Michelle out. She speaks a huge amount of sense and is massively skilled in what she does, really does nail down and drill down into what she knows to get the right content out to everybody. I hope that's the right way of putting it.
Perfect.
It will do for now. But no, thanks very much, Michelle. Really appreciate it. So I'm going to sign off for now. Another great episode. Really enjoy these. I'm going to sign off for now. So it's ciao for now, Brown Cow.
Essex Business Radio with your host, Elliot Brown.